From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Artie Johnson reporting. The top suspect linked to the November 13 terror attacks in Paris, France, has been arrested in Belgium. Salah Abdeslam and two others were arrested by Belgian police during a raid in Brussels today. VOA's Jamie Detmer on why Belgian and European investigators want him taken alive.
It's significant, you know, in terms of they can get information from this man. He's alive. He was shot and wounded, but apparently is alive. They are still trying to roll up the cell that he was involved in. It was considered involving about 20 people.
Belgian immigration minister Theo Franken confirmed the arrest in a tweet saying, "We got him." According to the minister, three suspects altogether are now in custody. European Union leaders have approved a revised deal today with Turkey to curb the influx of migrants into Europe. The deal requires all migrants coming into Turkey from Greece after Sunday, March 20th, coming from Turkey into Greece, be returned to Turkey. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu.
"For us, for Turkey, refugee issue is not an issue of bargaining, but an issue of value, all humanitarian values as well as European values. Turkey has received 2.7 million refugees without any significant assistance from anywhere."
But in fact, it was a bargaining point. Turkey is expected to get financial aid, quicker EU membership talks, and visa-free travel for Turkish citizens in the Schengen zone. Three police have been killed in an attack on security forces in Niger, near the border with Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and Mali. The attacks come just days before Niger voters go to the polls on Sunday for a presidential runoff. This is VOA News.